Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 14th of June 2024. Today's topic is Heirs of Grace. Our text today is taken from Galatians chapter 4 verses 1 through 7. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Verse 3. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Verse 7. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Our memory verse today is taken from Galatians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. When you accept Christ, you are adopted as a genuine heir of God. The act of adoption was a magnificent legal transaction in the days of Paul. Sometimes a wealthy man had no heir and he would select one of his own slaves and adopt him as a son who will enjoy inheritance. No longer a slave, the adopted son had ownership in the father's estate. Imagine the transformation. A slave becomes an heir. God's redemptive plan has always been greater than freeing you from the tyranny of sin. It has always been to make us heirs, to give us an inheritance, a territory, a realm of spiritual influence. You were adopted because you were loved. You were adopted because you have a rich Father in heaven who wants to pour out a spiritual inheritance in your life. God is the subject, initiator and actor. We are the recipients. Beloved, start living your life as one who is spiritually rich, empowered to bless the world. Run the race of life as an heir with confidence, not as an orphan in fear. Quote for the day. A slave becomes an heir. The challenge for today is, be saved and become a joint heir with Christ. Prayer. Lord, make me a part of the heirs of grace. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.